You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Razabane for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. Delighted to have with me victorious Joe Parker. Joe, firstly, congratulations. How are you feeling?
Feeling good. I got the win in a more convincing performance, a lot more dominant, but it was hard. He's hard work, Derek.
How tough was that? Was that harder in the first fight?
I think harder because I put I was a lot more positive in this fight, and not running away too much. I know I started strong, did my best to continue it throughout the fight, but he's one tough guy. He just kept coming forward, you know, and every time I heard him, he knew how to recover, he knew how to dodge the big punches, and he kept coming back more and more.
You dropped him down three times. Did you think at any stage that it's a matter of time, he's going to go down, he's not going to get back up again?
I thought so, but he's a warrior. Oh, man, I heard him a few times, and I got too excited, and I tried to get him out of there, but, you know, there's still a lot of work to be done with Andy. You know, picking my shots, slowing it down, sitting down on him, but I'm very happy with the positive fight that we had.
He's a veteran in the game. He's very experienced. A couple of times you knocked him down, he got up and moved straight into the corner and got into almost like a Floyd Mayweather defensive position. What was going through your mind?
I just wanted to pick my shots. I wanted to pick my shots, and I got too excited. There's a few times, you know, just he showed his experience, and he showed that he knows how to get away when he's hurt. Dodging, moving, weaving. But I'm very happy with a better performance tonight.
Were you surprised how he was coming back? When you knocked him down and he was, and then all of a sudden you were trying to go for the finish, and all of a sudden he's got this burst of energy out of nowhere. What was going through your mind then?
I was like, what a soldier. You know, and I think he just, you know, he's a warrior, and he just put it on for the crowd. The crowd really helped him, you know, cheering him on. You know, I got him hurt, and then he just kept coming back. So what can I say? He's just very tough, and we shared 24 rounds, and I loved it.
The weight, you obviously came in a lot heavier. Obviously, the game plan was quite obvious what you wanted to do. You didn't want this fight to go in 12 rounds. How did you feel with the weight? Did it intensify as the fight got into the latter stages?
I think it intensified from the beginning. I think I started stronger, and I was a lot more positive. And I think the weight did help me push him around a bit, but I still got a lot of work to do, and I still need to keep practicing with this extra new weight.
Question now is, before I ask you that question, the fans, they were loud today, and they were really roaring on one. You can tell he was feeding off their energy, but I'm guessing you might have used it in a positive way for yourself as well.
So I used it. I used it to give me, strength going into the fight. They're all cheering for him, and every time I heard him, he kept coming back. And I think the crowd is a very important factor when it comes to big fights. You know, we all feed off the crowd. We all have energy from the crowd, and just absorbing all that positive energy from the crowd was amazing. It was a lot better than the first fight.
What was Andy saying to you in the corner?
He just said, you know, you don't need to load up on all your punches. But you can't help it when you're so excited going into the fight.
You're catching with the uppercut continuously. Is that punch you've been working on?
That's exactly what I've been working on. Jab, uppercut, hook, roll. I didn't finish it off, but it showed every time I did punch or every time I did use it, it landed most of the time and it got him hurt. So that was Andy's game plan. Nearly executed it well, but there's still a lot of work to do.
Question now is, what's next?
Anyone. It's up to David, it's up to Andy, it's up to Eddie.
Any names in your mind?
I don't really care, to be honest.
Who's out there that you say, look, that's who I want? That's the next challenge.
Listen, I know that there's the belt at the top, and it'd be cool to fight Dillian again, rematch. There's Joe Joyce. I think his name was mentioned a few times. Just, yeah, don't really care.
I spoke to David Nika, obviously great win for himself and Jordan Thompson as well. David said he's not going back to New Zealand, he's staying put. David Higgins is not going back, he's staying put. I'm guessing you're staying put as well, you're not going back anytime soon.
Yeah, we can't get back at the moment, but as soon as we can get back, I want to go see my parents, my family, my friends. You know, it's been a great camp, but I'd love to, you know.
That's the best West Park we've seen. I'm sure of it. I'll see you in a second.
Thank you, brother.
You were saying that you want to spend some time with the family, go back.
I want to spend some quality time here with my wife and my kids. They're here. I'm very blessed that they're here. I want to spend Christmas and New Year's here. Wait to see what's next. And hopefully when New Zealand borders open, that we can go back and see family and friends. But for now, just enjoy and relax and have a good holiday.
Joe, well done. Many, 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 many congratulations once again. You're a warrior yourself. Enjoy the festive period, the new year. And listen, roll on 2022, baby.
Thank you very much.
Joseph Parker, IFL TV. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.